Hey guys, welcome to the Anonymous Podcast. This podcast is called Anonymous because, well, I'm remaining anonymous. I'm not going to share who I am for a lot of reasons. No one knows I have this podcast, first of all. Not that anyone's gonna listen to this anyways, but I just feel like it would be better and more, I would be more truthful with what I talk about if I remained anonymous. So I hope, as you can tell, I'm a girl. At least you know that. So this is kind of an intro to what this podcast is gonna be like. I don't have a set date or, you know, how many times I'm gonna post a week or anything yet. You know, once I see that people actually are listening to it, then I'll start doing that stuff. But so, as you can see, in the beginning of this, there was a song playing. That's not going to be my intro song every time. So what I've decided is that every episode I'm going to change it, and it's just going to be what my favorite song is at that moment, because I really love music, and I feel like people don't, like, I always feel like I need to, like, show people new music, and I hate to sound like those people, like, who are like, oh, I only listen to music that isn't popular. Like, I don't purposely do that. I just honestly, I like music that's unique, and I don't know, I like to, like, listen to people who are still getting out there, and I like the experience of being, you know, kind of a factor in why they build up their career and everything. So, yeah. I'm gonna be talking about the most random things, honestly, anything. Like, it's just me in my room. No one knows I'm doing this podcast, you know? I'll talk about anything from the government to politics to pop culture, you know, celebrities, my personal life without, you know, giving away who I am. Really anything. And obviously not on this episode, but, you know, once I start getting to roll, just comment, you know, tell me anything you'd like to hear me talk about. You could send in questions if you want. Anything. I'm honestly open to anything. Just wanna give something for people to listen to when they have nothing else to do. Because when I, honestly, podcasts are literally, for some reason, I feel like they're, like, so much better than, like, videos or, like, shows. Like, I feel like it's so much more, not intimate, but, like, you really, like, because I feel like hearing someone talk and just not seeing them, you only have an opinion on what they're saying and not about, you know, who they are, what the video is, you know? You just get to experience that, and I just love podcasts so much. So some of my favorite podcasts probably are, and it's so random, it's called Shane and Friends. You probably know Shane Dawson, and he has a podcast, and I just think it's so funny. His co-host is the funniest person ever, and that's my podcast where I just crack up, like, it'll be 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'll start cracking up, because they're so funny. And, I also like Canary Cry Radio, The Red Pill, honestly, anything. I'm like all over the place. I don't like one genre. Like, I will listen to anything as long as it's entertaining, funny. Whoa, my voice cracked. Like deep. Like, I get really deep. And yeah, hold on. I'm gonna get a drink of water real quick because my voice is cracking so much. So, BRB. Okay, I totally lied. I did not get a drink of water. I got a drink of coffee. And it's really weird. I usually don't drink coffee, but it's... What time is it? Well, when I started this setting up, it was like 8:30 a.m. Now it's 9. But I basically pulled an all-nighter. Not on purpose. Trust me, if I could sleep, I would. I have such bad insomnia, it's insane, which I think a lot of people do nowadays. Like, that's the whole thing, right? Like, teens can't sleep nowadays or whatever, and I think I know it is a lot to do with technology and phones and computers. Like, they just stimulate your brain so much to the point where you can't stop thinking at night, you can't stop just, you know, you're always going, even if it's just your mind, you know. Even if you're just so relaxed in your bed, physically, you're not mentally relaxed. And I just went on a rabbit trail about insomnia, but, what was I talking about before I left? Oh, I was talking about podcasts. So yeah, wow. I just realized I'm only at 7 minutes. Whew. I feel like I've been talking for an hour. Oh, I'm so new at this. I'm so sorry. So, maybe on my next podcast. So, like, right now I'll ask you guys to send me questions. You can just comment or whatever. I don't care how you ask it to me. You know, you send it to me, message me, whatever. And you could ask me questions about my personal life. I'm not sure if I'm going to say how old I am. I might. I don't know. It doesn't really matter, I guess. Just anything, really. You can literally ask me anything. You can ask me about my opinion on any topic. You can ask me advice on stuff that you're going through. Preferably not relationship advice, because I'm not good at those. No, I'm just kidding. I can try to help if you want me to. But yeah. Guys, I'm gonna try to make it to the 15-minute mark. Okay, that's my goal. Don't worry, my next podcasts will be like, you know, an hour or so, or however long, really. I won't even have a set time, probably. I'll just be talking for however long I want. Because... Okay, this isn't giving away how old I am, but I do online school, so you guys know I'm still in school. Maybe it's college, maybe it's kindergarten, you'll never know. But I do online school classes. So that's kind of why I started this, in a way, because I'm home, you know. I don't have to go to school, technically. I can do my work if I wanted to, like at midnight, you know, which is pretty awesome. I mean, my parents are like so jealous that they didn't have that when they were younger, because, you know, they just think it's... When I first started to have an idea, like, what is this online school thing, like before I started it, my dad was so against me doing online school. He was just, he's so traditional. He's like, you just have to go to school. That's just what you have to do. You know, his basic logic was, that's what everyone's doing, so you have to do it. And it's just so backwards to me. Like, that's just not how I think at all. It's the opposite of how I think. Gosh, if I just look at my life right now, my life is the opposite of that. Like, for some reason, I don't know, my whole life, I've always done stuff opposite, and it's not intentionally. Like, I'm not trying to stick out. Like, I would never want to be that person who tries to be different intentionally. And, like, I've always just been not been a part of, like, society, and not, like, literally society, but just, like, social norms or trends or just ways of thinking, I guess. And people, this is random, but I was just thinking, people talk about, oh, there's common sense, right? Like, there really isn't common sense. Everyone has their own common sense, you know? What common sense is to everyone else could be the opposite to me, which it is. I don't think people have no common sense who are, you know, just going with the flow, just so ignorant. And I'm, like, changing subjects so fast because, like, I have so much to talk about, honestly. Because no one really thinks like this in my family or friends. Like, they're so not in the same boat as I am, just with the way I think. And I'm not saying that I'm better or worse. It's just different. So I don't have anyone to talk to about this kind of stuff. So I always just have it going through my head, going through my head, going through my head. And it just builds up sometimes. And it's nice to just talk about it with someone. And my grandpa actually, which sounds so lame, but he's actually the only person who thinks like this too. And the crazy thing is, he's pretty much, like, isolated from my family. My family doesn't talk to him. He has three kids, you know, my dad, including my aunt and uncle. The only one that talks to him is my dad because he lives in the same state as us. But, you know, I used to go to his house, visit him, and we would talk, like, actually until 4 a.m. Like, we wouldn't even realize how late it is because we would just, I think we both needed someone to talk to, and we both have almost the exact same views on everything. And he just gets me and I get him. And it's nice, but it's scary knowing that, you know, he's not really a part of our family. I mean, I consider him a part of our family, but everyone else thinks he's crazy, thinks he's, you know, too offensive just with the way he thinks. But, like, I think if everyone was 100% truthful and honest like my grandpa is and just didn't, you know, filter what they thought just because they care about what someone's gonna say or they don't want to offend someone. If they were completely honest, everyone would be labeled, you know, whatever, a racist, homophobe, someone would pick something to get offended by. And that's just life. Someone's gonna get offended by anything you say. If I say, I freaking hate those pink drawers over there, there's probably some freaking pink pride group, you know, I don't know, and they'd get all offended, like, we didn't choose to love pink. Okay, I'm not talking about, you know, gay pride or anything. I'm not trying to bash them. I'm just saying that you can say anything and someone will get offended by it, no matter what it is. And that's so sad, honestly. I was listening to someone on a podcast yesterday. They were comedians, and, like, comedy is dying because no one can make a joke anymore. It's always they always take it seriously. No one can be funny anymore, and, like, genuinely funny, not writing a script out to make sure they don't offend someone. Like, truly just from the heart talking and being funny. No one can do that anymore because people will get offended. They'll be too scared. You have to be politically correct now. And in some ways, that's really good. Honestly, I think so. But I think overall, it's going to lead somewhere bad. And I'll probably get into that in another podcast. Some of you are probably like, what is she talking about? But, I mean, you'll get to know me and what I'm talking about in my other episodes. So I'm 15 seconds past the 15 minute mark. I think I'm gonna end this one here. Please, so I'm not rambling on next time, send me questions, ask me anything you want, tell me what you want to see me talk about, anything. When I say anything, I truly mean anything. And maybe I'll just like surf the internet next time and just look at crazy stuff, or you know, look up questions or go on Reddit. Oh my gosh, I was on Reddit yesterday. Excuse me. That is the freaking craziest site ever. The most entertaining site, by the way. I think that's what kept me up all night. Yeah, it is. I was on that site for hours. It made me go mad. My eyes were all red. Had a tinfoil hat on. All the conspiracy theories on there. Just kidding. But yeah, maybe I'll like read some of those next time. Just talk about it. But yeah, send me questions, ask me anything, blah blah blah. I said that 5 times already, but yeah. So I'll talk to you guys later. My next episode will probably be today or really, really, really soon, or whenever I get feedback on this, to be honest. So yeah, I'll see you guys later. Bye!